on from my phone. Like, it just kept...
It just sounds like a... It sounds old. It doesn't sound like a 20... Yeah, it doesn't sound like a 2019, 2020 song. It sounds like some shit that came out with, like, 2016. To me.
Yeah, it does sound like something that
I don't know. I think it's the production. I don't know. It just sounds dated to me. Maybe he already had a record. Maybe it was old and he released it. Did you see that video of the nurses doing the little dance to that song? And it was, like, offbeat.
Oh my God.
I gotta see if I can find it. It was terrible. It was on TikTok. Welcome to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Sharon.
The normal one.
Episode 92. Boom, 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 boom. On these fuck niggas.
That's like the horn.
Oh, yeah, the little dance hall air horn.
Yeah.
You stupid. Sorry that we're late. Shit happens.
We late.
Better late than never.
I've been in such a singing mood lately. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I'm tired or what it is.
Maybe it's that headache.
It's something. Like, I'm hitting the point of deliriousness at this point.
Are you tired?
I think I am.
Do you be...
I think I genuinely am tired.
I don't know why, but, like, lately, like... What's today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
So, Monday, I went to sleep kind of late. Like, I didn't go to sleep till like, 12.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got, like, 6 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I went to work, and I felt fine. Like, I didn't feel sleepy at all. But then, like, yesterday... Well, Monday night, I got, like, 8 hours of sleep. And I went to work Tuesday, and I felt fucking exhausted.
Yeah, I operate better.
Does that happen to you?
Yeah, I don't operate know better on 6 hours or less. If I get a full hours, 8 hours or more...
I feel more sleepy at work. I don't know why. Yeah. I wonder why that is.
Maybe, like, what's your normal, like, bedtime schedule? Like, do you normally go to bed around that 12 o'clock range?
Not normally. I was just... I was up doing something. That's why I was up. Like, I was doing some shit.
I don't know. For me, I think it's just my body has adapted to going to bed later. So when I go to bed at a decent time.
I usually lay down around like 10, probably like 10:30, but I don't really know the exact time I actually fall asleep.
Right.
But I usually lay down around like 10:30, depending on how I feel.
I know I normally go to bed most nights after 12. And that's really because of like.
That's because of your work.
School stuff.
Oh, school stuff, right.
But other than that. And I operate just fine. It's like my workload is what makes me tired, I think.
I wonder what the science behind that shit is.
I don't know. But it's just like, you know, like people say, like, if you take a 15-minute cat nap,
yeah, they say
then you can just go to
rest. They say it's
day.
Better because if you nap longer than that, then you're like really, in sleep. Yeah, then it's harder to, like get out
get
of that
back
shit.
Up again.
Exactly.
So maybe it's like the same concept as, I don't know. I don't know. But 8 hours of sleep is supposed to be healthy for you, so they say.
That's what they say.
I think 6 hours is fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Six or seven.
What's the difference? What 2 hour difference? What's going to happen?
I don't know.
But, yeah.
But anyway, so let me...
Phrase of the week.
The Urban Dictionary word of the week. I forgot to look one up because you got here a little sooner than I thought. I'm sure I can find something quick, fast, and in a hurry. But while I pull this up, how have you been the past few days?
I've been fine. How about you?
I've been cool.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
I've been
eating a lot of cookies lately. I've been having a taste for cookies lately.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not... Unless I'm going through, like, something, like, that time of the month is normal when I have my biggest sweet tooth, and it's very small compared to most normal people.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge sweets eater.
Me neither. Like, I don't normally.
I don't really indulge. Like, we have a lot at my house, but I'm not the one that's normally tearing it up.
Right.
Ice cream, I've learned that I can't have as much as I'd like to have.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I do normally keep me some Talenti in the freezer, though.
You should get, what's that shit? What is it? Lactate? Like, the little medicine?
I have that.
Oh, it doesn't help?
It does, but, like, you know, I'm just not, it's still for me, like, I'm not really used to just having to take that because I want something.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to really be thinking about it. But I have lactate pills and Gas-X ready to go. I'm sorry, y'all, but y'all know my struggle. I has to do what I got to do.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that.
No problem. It's all about speaking your truths here.
That's true.
Keeping it real. Did you find a phrase yet? Oh, God.
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. So the term is the Crimson Switch.
The Crimson Switch.
Yeah.
Is this another sexual phrase?
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe? The Crimson Switch. Is that like something with dealing with like bipolar people?
No. Okay. You want to hear it used in a scenario?
Yes, go ahead.
Mike. This is Mike.
Okay.
How'd things go last night with that sea cow from the bar?
Jimmy. Sea cow?
Jimmy. Jimmy. Excellent. Turn off the lights, commence finger blasting, then threw in the Crimson Switch. Mike, that's deplorable. Camille, that is not your finger. You know, that helped.
Who comes up with this shit?
That wasn't the definition, though. That was just the scenario.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
to give you some context.
Who comes up with this?
I don't know, but I'm glad they do. You ready? You ready for the definition?
Okay.
The act of replacing one's fingers in a woman's vagina with one's member into said woman's vagina.
So it's the penis.
So you're fingering her, and then you just swap it out for the dick when you're fingering her. That's a Crimson Switch.
Okay, so what I was thinking of wasn't too far off. I was like, it has to have something to do with penetration here in some form.
Yeah.
But I didn't get that until you gave me the sentence.
Right.
Like, but who is responsible for the Urban Dictionary and who is allowed to put things in?
Anybody can. You can upload something.
It's like a Wikipedia situation.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. You can just upload anything on there. And then I think people can like upvote, like, yeah, like, thumbs up, like if they agree with the definition, they can up.
Because people are just really putting some shit up in this.
It's needed.
Well, the last week it was
Flood in the Basement.
Flood in the Basement.
You said Tony kept saying that to you after you told him what it was?
That whole night, he kept saying, about to flood the basement.
Yeah.
Flood in the basement. Wow. I won't be giving you anymore. And then now this one.
I was going to say. Now the real question is, have you ever been hit with the Crimson Switch?
and also.
Wait. You ain't going to answer the question?
What do you mean?
Have you been hit with the Crimson Switch? Have you been fingered, been down there getting fingered, then they hit it up. Next thing you know, the dick's in you. But hey, hold on a minute. That's not a pinky.
It's just the whole Crimson Switch thing that's getting to me right now. Like, I can't. Like, I really cannot. Like, how do people come up with this
stuff? It's great.
It's interesting is what it is.
You sound like a hater right now.
I'm not hating.
But anyway, what were you about to say since you don't want to tell us?
I don't even know.
You trying to think about a time you saw that Crimson Switch?
I mean, haven't we all been hit with it?
Not me. Well, I probably
Rob, say you probably. Oh wow!
You don't like
guys,
that,
guys. I really wish you guys could see the shit that happens in here.
What happened?
What do you mean? What
describe?
Happened?
It's an audio describe, platform. You have to describe what happened.
Well, why can't you describe what you just did? First of all, you just licked your fingers and did that thing with your hand.
Excuse me?
That
doesn't even sound like something I would do. You're disgusting.
Everybody,
I read one adult thing Urban Dictionary definition, and I look at you. Now you're all acting all disgusting.
Wow.
You're sick.
Everybody listening knows how you are.
You need help.
And that's it. Point blank, period.
The first step to recovery is admitting the problem. So go ahead.
Come on.
The microphone's right in front of you.
Let's hear it.
Excuse me. Stop. Don't interrupt me.
Come on. Get it out.
Don't interrupt me. That's rude. And that's your problem right there. That's your problem.
That's my problem. That's your problem.
That's your problem.
You have a problem. Mm.
I can't wait for Tony to leave your ass.
Oh God!
Nigga, who walk in the living room? You gonna see his bags? Like, you gonna be sitting there curled up watching some bullshit on TV, and you gonna be like, "Where you going?" He gonna be like, "I'm tired. I'm done. You can have the key back. I'm done." You gonna be there with your bonnet on? Wait,
I'm not worried.
Oh, that was funny.
You caught me off guard with that one.
That was funny.
You did.
Oh, that was good.
Oh my goodness.
Are those your new glasses?
Yes, this is one pair of them. You like them? They're very simple.
Which ones are those?
These are
the Warby Parker.
Oh no, these are Versace's.
I still got to
get
my
little shirt. Simple classic work ones. Pair. Yeah, just the other ones now.
Wait till I bring they're not here out. Yet.
No, they're here. They're just home.
True, true. I feel you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway, man. How have you been?
I'm all right. I've just been working.
Yeah, same. You had today off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, today's Wednesday, by the way. Like I'm saying, like y'all know.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to upload. This going to come out tomorrow. Once we done recording, I'm just going to upload it tonight. It'll be out. I'll just upload it tonight. I ain't going to wait to publish it till the morning. I'll just let it go out tonight. But, yeah.
Well,
I just changed my oil in my car. That's it. Okay. I ain't really feel like doing nothing, but my headlights come tomorrow. Fucking excited.
How do these look?
They're a little different. They got like a LED. I'll show you a picture of them when I get a chance. But they just look better. They just look more like up to date, I guess.
Yeah.
That's all.
I was like looking, budgeting my future finances, and I think I'm just going to go ahead and pay my car off.
How much you got left?
Well, by the time I get ready to pay it off, I'm only going to have not even a full grand, I don't think.
That's how much you got left right now?
Mm-mm. Right now, I have 4.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I pay it off by...
I'm not too behind you. I think I got, what? It's either low 7 or high 8 or high 6 grand, something like that.
It's not
that much.
Yeah, I'm gonna I'm thinking I'll pay it off in like between like October and December. Use that quarter to pay it off.
Yeah, I was gonna use my tax return to pay off my motorcycle, but I'm gonna just put that towards my Japan trip because I'm getting back like $1,400. So that's my round trip ticket right there, and I still got money left over. So if I keep putting money to the side, I can go over there with like $2,000 and just bring like, you know, more shit I can do, like, you know,
yeah,
experiences and stuff.
So I like to tell, just, you know, try when you want to be somebody that's traveling, like, you gotta think about it. Okay, listen,
yeah,
it's just want to me
it's not even that serious. It's like, it's not, just it's just putting it's money to the side. It's
really not that hard. It's but not. Don't wait until the month of you going somewhere.
Yeah, especially to decide if it's somewhere
that
big.
That's when you want to start putting money away, because you don't want to be that person to get to your destination, especially if you're with a group of people.
Yeah.
And you are at a limit because you only bought
X amount of dollars or whatever.
This little amount. No. You aim high when you're going on a trip.
And you got to look look at where you're going too, because where you're going, it might not even be like that expensive. Like, I was looking at, like, the most expensive part is getting there.
Yeah.
For most places, but like once you're there, like it's not that expensive. Like a lot of they shit, like when I was looking at the prices for stuff, like just shit to do.
Yeah.
Like they prices will throw you off because the way that their money goes. So like you might see something, it might say 1,000 yen. You're like, oh, damn, that's $1,000. But no.
No.
That's only $10 over there. You take the last 2 zeros off.
That's how I was when I went to Cancun. I was like, what?
Yeah. And but our money goes way further over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. But it's like when you see it, it kind of like, hold up. But then it's kind of also like getting the people that live there, that's from there, to translate the difference.
Mm-hmm. Like they exchange rate,
like,
and all that shit.
Like they don't. It's like, like I remember going, we went to like Hooters or something. Just,
oh, they had Hooters over there?
Mm-hmm. And like the girl, she was like, had to pull something out to help her with the difference, like the conversion.
Oh, okay.
Because it was like, don't be trying to cheat us, boo.
Right. Okay? Yeah, I was looking at stuff like that too. Like,
don't be trying to cheat
us. Because depending
on
like which, because they have international ATMs. I just found that shit out. I thought you had to go to like somewhere to get your shit exchanged, but you can just go to the international ATM and then you just pay like
it's like a fee.
Yeah, but they were saying it's on the YouTube video I was watching, it was like, long as it's not like more than like 30% of the amount, like you're not getting ripped off. But if it's more, any more than that, then it's don't do that shit because it's...
Yeah, you're definitely paying more.
Yeah, than you need to.
But that's... I don't know. It's really not that difficult to save up for a trip and actually go.
Yeah, and it's I get paid this week, I'm going to pay to file the passport stuff. Mm-hmm. I already got my picture taken and I did the application. I just got to like...
Where'd you get your picture taken at? Did you go to like Walgreens or something?
Was it Walgreens or CVS? I think it was CVS. CVS, I went to CVS.
I did all mine just at the courthouse when I went.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... Cause, I mean, I'm just... Because I did it like during work, so I just did it while I was like, I'm right there, so...
Because how much is it like? It's like one something to file it, right? Yeah. So that's all I have to do, so... Yeah. I'll just go to... I'm off Thursday, so I'll probably go just put in the mail then. Because what you need, like, just your ID and your birth certificate... And then the paperwork?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what's the name of that? They mail your birth certificate back?
They send everything back to you.
I don't like that. Why y'all can't give me my shit back now?
I know, because you do have to send them the originals, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want y'all to have my original.
Yeah. And it's... Yeah. That process, it did freak me out a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
But whatever.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Exactly.
But it's... And that's the other thing, like, people that travel internationally, like, if you know you want to travel internationally, get your passport, prepare for that shit months in advance so you can have that time. Because a passport isn't something that takes five to seven business days or something. It can take a few weeks.
If they behind, yeah.
And then if you, like, have to get it, like, done quicker, you're literally, like, you gotta paying pay more. Double.
Yeah.
Double the amount for it to happen. So.
I heard if you can go down to Miami and get it the same day. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not.
No, it's true. You can.
Oh, okay.
You got to be able to go there though.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying like if you were to do it like, but I'm that's why I'm doing it ahead. Mm-hmm. I don't got to worry about it.
Or like,
excuse me.
It's a way that you can do it to where you can do it, take it to the courthouse and send it from there, and they take care of it. And then you can get, you'll get it back within a couple of days. Like, they send it straight to, it's something that they do. It's a process. But you're spending literally, like, double the amount.
It's one sum just to file it.
Right.
The regular way.
And then to have to, like, get it shipped and reviewed and all that stuff. And then shipped back to you with all your stuff. You're literally spending double the amount.
Mm.
It's too much. So just give yourself time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And that was our the travel tip corner.
There you go.
That can be your segment. You can handle that segment of the show. All but right. Anyway, I finally watched the Aaron Hernandez doc.
Mm-hmm. Shit was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah. But the main takeaway I took from it? Bad criminal. He's not a good criminal.
Definitely wasn't a good criminal.
Wasn't a good criminal.
I think he had some mental issues.
Yeah, that's SEC.
And that's what messed him up. Messed up his criminal activities.
Yeah.
Because he was off his rocker, so to say.
Homeboy shot the dude in the head that he was running with. Or like hanging out with, rather.
Crazy.
I need to watch it again.
Crazy.
But it was good, though. Like, it was well done.
Yeah.
You could tell that they were basically just trying to blame it all on CTE.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they say that they can't tell if you have it until like after somebody's already passed. And because then they can look at your brain, but I call bullshit. I feel like y'all should be able to see it.
I feel like you should be able to see that too.
Because they have x-rays and shit of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they say you can't really tell unless the person's dead. They gotta be able to look at the brain. That's what they're saying.
I don't know. I can't go for that. Personally, but I'm not a doctor, but still.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, all the technology and stuff.
All this new technology.
Mm-hmm.
They should be able to see this shit beforehand.
Yeah.
Like, really. I don't know. I seen this, I was on YouTube watching, like, just little interviews. I don't know. I've been into this whole interview thing lately.
Interview of
just,
who?
Just, like, random interviews. But, like, of real people, not, you know.
Oh, not celebrities.
Well, celebrities, but also, like, events that happen. Like, I watched this one interview. It was a full CNN thing on them. But I watched this interview of the guy that had those girls locked in his basement.
Oh, the Spanish guy? Castro mm-hmm. something or other? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've seen the interview. They just did another recent...
Like, they interviewed him?
No, the girls.
Oh, oh.
They did a recent interview on, like, the girls. So I watched a clip of that. And then I seen an interview with Aaron Hernandez's wife. And they were basically...
It was recent? Like a recent interview mm-hmm. with her?
Oh. Yeah, it was basically... them asking her, you know, how she felt about, like, the documentary whole... and...
Oh, this is after the documentary came out. Oh, damn.
And how she felt about, you know, people blaming what, you know, him killing himself because of his sexuality and all this and that. And
I don't even think he killed himself because of sexuality. I think it was just... I think it
was a mental thing.
I think it was a CTE, and I think it was he was trying to set them up like with some money. That's what I think mm-hmm. it was. Because even in his suicide note, he said, like, you're rich now or something like that.
Yeah, because I think, like, at that point, you know, you can, like, they keep everything, anything that the state sees and all that stuff, that she got it back. Like, all that money and stuff, like, you get that back.
But she was trying to get the rest of that contract money, but the Patriots ain't giving that up.
No, no.
Mm-mm. But no, what happened with the interview?
So, basically, like, she was, you know, she didn't know anything about the whole sexuality thing or that he was even fighting.
She probably didn't.
Something like that, which I believed her.
Yeah, she probably didn't. One thing I took, she was a real ass bitch in that damn documentary, but
she
was snapping on his ass though when he was calling the phone. He was like, 'cause your stupid ass, like, she was snapping on him. But that bitch had threw away it was like, is that a gun? He's like, it looks like a black blob. I don't know what that is.
I'm
I was like, ooh, she real.
She definitely was holding him down. She was down. For sure.
Yeah.
But like, the interview, like, from what I seen, so she was very genuine with her answers and stuff. Like, she's like, she didn't know. And she wishes at some point through their conversations that's something that they could have talked about because she would have supported him. She's like,
shit, if she's supporting this man through murdering and doing it, she would have dealt with that.
You know what I'm saying? And the other thing was, like, keeping their daughter away from lot of that stuff that was happening. She's like, she wants her daughter to, like,
she probably doesn't even still understand, really.
Right. She's like, it's still hard explaining the process to her. And then she wants her to go through the process normally, like, not through
the
media.
Like, she don't want her to, like learn the shit through watching no documentary.
She's not trying to, like, force it on her.
Yeah.
And she's not trying to have, like...
She probably just answering the questions that she asks as they come, probably. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was pretty decent.
And that was on CNN?
No, this interview, who did? It wasn't the Gayle King. Let me see. It was on... I can't remember who it was
some
on.
Some network.
But it was on some network, and it was on my YouTube. It was, like, on that story, you know.
The suggestion or whatever. I'll have to look that up.
Because I just been watching...
Was it long? Like, an hour or something like that?
Mm-mm. That's why I don't think it was the full thing. I think just what I watched was just like on
some based snippets. On his... Excuse me, just some snippets or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the shit was crazy. Have you watched anything else? Have you found anything else good to watch?
Documentary
wise.
No, not really. I've been watching shit on YouTube, but
yeah,
that's normal. But yeah, but since we're on the sports topic, I don't know if I should bring this up first or not, but the whole Kobe shit. That shit was crazy.
That was so... And it's so crazy
It happened after we recorded our last episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm leaving here, and I'm like... Tony called me. He was like, "Hey, did you hear that Kobe passed?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "What?" Who's Kobe? And when he said Kobe, I honestly was not thinking.
You thinking of somebody that you like, that y'all knew personally?
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck is Kobe?
Yeah.
He was like, Kobe. And I was like,
you still didn't know?
I was like, what you getting at? You're not telling me who Kobe is. Like, the basketball player, Lakers. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
When did this happen? Like, literally, we were just here. I knew I was scrolling through my phone while we were here, and it's like, just like that.
Yeah.
It was...
Yeah, when I went to, because I found out afterwards, I went to go pick up the hedgehog. Mm-hmm. And then the lady I got it from, she was like, oh, yeah. She's like, oh, sorry, just a little shook up. I heard about the Kobe Bryant news. He passed away.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, they're saying he's dead. I'm like, oh, you mean like one of another, like those internet hoaxes, like saying mm-hmm. that somebody died? Because I remember a few years ago when they said John Witherspoon.
Yeah.
They said that he had died, but he was on Twitter. And he was like, well, I'm not dead, but since I'm trending, y'all go check out my new comedy special or some shit like that. But so I thought it was one of those things. But it was mm-hmm. like, nah, died in a helicopter crash.
Yeah, with his daughter.
She was like, what, 13?
Yeah, that's the part. I mean, all of it, I think, was just like a what the fuck. But then, like, to hear that his daughter... was there with him too, was just, ooh.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
And then there was like other people on there too. There's going to like a basketball tournament, I think mm-hmm. they said.
For her, yeah.
Yeah.
A basketball tournament that he was going to like coach. And it was another family.
Yeah.
That was they also were all on the playing. Team
or whatever.
And I was just like, that's too much.
That's wild.
Too much.
That's crazy. People was, damn, what I was going to say. Fuck, I can't remember. But yeah, that shit was crazy though.
It's just crazy how, like, you know, like when famous people passed when we were younger, but famous people that were like important to our parents' generation. Oh, yeah,
right.
And like you sit back and you wonder, like, why is this affecting you so much? Like, yeah. You know, but now that we are older and it's people, you know, that's important to our generation is passing, it's like, okay, I understand now.
Yeah.
Like, why it's like.
What celebrity death? Fucked you up that you like felt personally, like you was like, damn, not say like you was fucked up, but you was like, damn, mine was Mac Miller. I wasn't expecting that shit. I was like, god dang, I fuck with him. He was just about to go on tour.
I think mine's would have been Nipsey.
Oh,
because
true,
I followed him a whole lot mm-hmm. and like I loved his music and stuff. That would probably been mine.
I wasn't as big of a Nipsey fan as I was a Mac Miller fan. I think right. That's why it hit me.
Yeah, because I mean, Mac, like. It was like, damn, that shit's fucked up. But then Nipsey's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hold up.
It felt more,
let me take a
especially
moment.
All the positive shit he was on.
Yeah. It's like, let me take a moment real quick. And then, I don't know, when Whitney died, that fucked me up.
I don't even remember when she died.
When Whitney died, that fucked me up. It happened at the Grammys. And I remember.
When did she die?
What Grammy was that year?
Die?
She died.
Overdose?
Yes.
In the
hotel.
I don't even remember that.
In the hotel.
So she was at the Grammys and she died like that weekend?
She didn't even. No, it was the night of the Grammys.
That's what I'm saying. Like she was mm-hmm. She was going
to
go.
She was supposed to go.
Oh, that's what I. Okay.
But you know, the thing is, they actually didn't want her to go to the Grammys.
Who?
Like.
The Grammy
the,
people?
Or like her family? Label people and stuff.
Oh.
Because, you know, they didn't want her going on that shit.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And I remember when she passed because I remember calling my dad. I was living up north at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember calling my dad and I was like, Dad, Whitney died. Like, he loved Whitney.
And he already knew or he didn't know.
He was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, let me call you back. Like,
yeah, he had to make some calls.
He had to gather himself real quick.
He had to figure some shit out.
But that one also, I used to love me some Whitney Houston. I still listen to Whitney music. I want her, I want some of her records for my vinyl. Some of her vinyl records.
Oh, yeah.
But I love Whitney Houston. That one did fuck me up. But I think those are the only two celebrity deaths that's, like, done it.
I'm just trying to think, like, I wonder, like, who I fuck with, like, now. Like, if they pass, like, it'll fuck me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would I be sad about?
She died in 2012, sorry.
Okay. Oh, okay. That wasn't too long ago. So I was, what, 22? I don't know why I don't remember that. Like, I remember when Michael Jackson died. I remember hearing about Prince. I don't know why I don't remember the Whitney shit. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I remember. It's crazy.
But yeah. When Will Smith dies, I'll be sad, even though he's annoying as fuck right now.
Oh, yeah, that will be kind of fucked up.
Yeah, because I grew up watching Fresh Prince and shit like
definitely.
That.
You Tim know what? And Martin.
Eh.
That's fucked up, ain't it? Martin.
That's fucked up. Nah, Fresh Prince is way better than Martin. That's crazy. It was.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All
right. It was just better. Martin is just, it's I don't know. It's just not as it wasn't never really that funny to me. And Fresh Prince was more relatable. I think it's because we were like closer, not really closer, but he was like a kid.
Oh,
like Martin was an adult. You know what I mean?
I know the rapper.
Who?
If something ever happened to motherfucking Rick Ross,
oh, you'll be sad
about
it.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
That'll do it for me.
Yeah. I'm gonna be sad when Betty White die.
You know what? You onto something.
She the last one.
She the.
She the last Golden Girl.
She is the last Golden Girl.
Thank you for being a friend.
But you know, I think she gonna last.
I think so too.
She gonna last for a minute. She gonna give us. She gonna give us a few more years. But man, all right. I'm not saying, guys, that we want anything to happen to these people to see what our effects would be. We are not sending them to an early death.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to put that out there.
But no, the Kobe shit, like, it made me think, like, damn, who would I be sad about? Because, like, it was fucked up, but I wasn't, like, some people were really, like, fucked up about that shit.
Tony was on that the whole, like, all week.
Because, like, a lot of, like, people that's older than us, they grew up watching Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. So, like, that was their guy. And Kobe was a lot of people, like, from our age. Mm-hmm. So I get it. Like,
yeah. I mean,
a lot of people's, like, memory of, like, actually paying attention to basketball was Kobe Bryant.
He was on it. Like, okay,
yeah,
let you have your moment, because I get it.
When Dave Chappelle die, I'm gonna be mad. That's the GOAT right there. I'm gonna be mad when Dave Chappelle kicked the bucket.
Not kick the bucket.
Well, he's a comedian. He would want it said like right, that. He when he kicks the bucket.
Oh my god. Oh man. Okay, so wait, you're drinking Bill beer. Murray.
Mm-hmm. Bill Murray. When Bill Murray go. Damn.
He's, yeah.
You don't know who Bill Murray is?
I know. No, so I'm thinking, like, what would my thinking, like, for me, it'd probably be like,
I fuck with Bill Murray. All right. My bad.
I'm like, no, I'm just saying, like, dang, I'd be like, for me, that'd be like, damn, that's fucked up. What happened? You know?
Went out in the blaze of glory. Hopefully. With the whole Kobe shit, fuck TMZ. Because I heard that. Like, they was the first ones to, like, break the news. Like, they didn't, like, the family didn't even know that he was dead yet.
I heard that, too.
So, I don't know if it's true or not, but if it's true, fuck TMZ. I'm so tired of their bullshit. Too.
It's like, there was, like, the video of the airplane, or the there was a video circulating and everything.
Because first they had, like, I guess TMZ tweeted it out, but then they, like, deleted it. So, people were like, okay, maybe they just fucked up. Or whatever, and they had to delete it.
I just really wish that people in situations like that, people would really recognize that these people are still human.
They don't give a fuck.
Like, these people still have families.
They want to be first to the news. Like, they don't give a fuck about,
like,
that shit.
I feel like there should be a social media time to where they are allowed to post stuff like this. I feel like the police should
be able to alert the family first and shit like that. Like, I don't even think they were alerted first.
It should be a rule, like a blogging rule or
it should be a law. Like, something. I get it. Like, y'all can, we're not saying y'all can't report on it, but at least
let the family go through it first.
Like, once y'all get word from the police that, like, the family's been notified, then go ahead.
Right.
But like
you just said, it would be fuck TMZ for you to put out there before,
like, imagine
this man's wife.
Yeah, like, imagine you get on Facebook and you find out that, like, somebody you fuck with passed away.
Right.
And you found out on Facebook or some shit like that. You'd be pissed off.
It's like,
that's not no way to find, like, either way you're gonna be upset, but I'd rather find out, like,
right, like, let me take it in and, like I said, just about to say, face the shit first.
Yeah.
And then let you guys come in. Like, not saying the information has to be kept for a period, like, forever or nothing like that, but shit, the first people need to be the family.
Yeah, they should be. Like, that's only fair.
Yeah.
You would think.
I never liked how, even like in everyday society, like, I never liked how people handled deaths.
What do you mean?
Like, let's say somebody recently somebody passed. I don't know if you familiar with Pierre.
Oh yeah, that's my homeboy Sherrod. That's it. That was his cousin.
Mm-hmm. He passed.
Mm-hmm. They said he was ill.
Yeah, I think, like, because he took a break too from, like he took, like, this long hiatus break or something like that. And I think it was like
break from what? From work?
Just like social media, like everything and stuff. And I think it was because, like, something was wrong. Mm-hmm. Something was wrong with him. But it was just, like, with that one, you know, people, you know, they throw their little, oh, my God, not Pierre, da, da, da. And then you have all these other people, like, what happened?
Oh, just being nosy.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Yeah, when I kept seeing it, I was like, I don't know who they talk about. So I didn't know. I was like, okay, whatever.
It's but like then, to me, if you're close enough to that person,
I get it.
Then, you know, then you will eventually find out.
Yeah.
People but just if you're somebody that you, if you just seen this man on the scene or something like that, it ain't your time to know what happened to him. And especially on the day that he actually passed.
Yeah.
You going to people pages that legit spent yeah, they real trying, time they with trying this to grieve person.
And you just being nosy.
Yeah. Like yeah. I've never been, I, stuff like that is such a turn off to me. Yeah, it's it tacky. Really bothers me.
Yeah. I only thing I did, I called, well, I text Sherrod, my homeboy whose cousin it was, because mm-hmm. I didn't know the guy. I only met him like one time through, and that was through Sherrod.
I went to school with him.
A lot of people did, mm-hmm. and so I hit Sherrod up. I text him. I was like, "Hey, I just heard about your cousin. You know, if you need anything, let me know." You know, and that was it. He never texted me back. I'm like, "Yeah, he probably going through it right now."
Yeah.
So then I had called him the next day just to follow up, mm-hmm. and he was like, "Oh, I meant to tell you." He thought he had texted me back, but I was like, "Yeah, bro." Da-da-da-da. I'm like, he was like, yeah, he had passed away. I'm like, but he ain't get, like, my concern, like, when shit like that happened, when it's sudden, I'm like, damn, did somebody kill him?
Right.
And I was like, nobody killed him, did they? He was like, nah, he was just sick. I'm like, oh, okay, well, at least nobody, like, took it from him. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because that's not, I hate that shit.
Yeah.
And that's all I was worried about. Like, damn, I hope anybody kill him.
Right. That's why I figured, like, it had to be some type of illness because, you know, nothing ever came out about nobody being killed or yeah. anything like that. But I don't know. I just feel like people really need, like, if it was your family member, how would you want people to deal with that shit?
People don't have tact.
At all.
Yeah.
At all. Trying to be on the scene so hard. They don't care what the situation is.
Yeah. People just nosy. Like, unless that's your relative also, or you know them tangentially or some mm-hmm. shit like that, like. Right. I don't be caring. Like, it's not your business. Like, right. letting people and, handle and my their thing stuff. Is, it'll probably come out at one point.
Exactly. And if you're close enough to that person, like, I'd rather, you know, reach out to you personally. I'm not going to reach out to you on social media, like to find out if you're okay.
I'm going
to
call you or text you.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to let you know over social media. If you need something, let me know.
Hell, honestly, I'm not even going to call you. I'm probably just going to text you because you might be.
Because you need that. People need that time.
Your phone probably ringing off the hook. So I'm just going to text you and then you get to it when you get to it.
Absolutely.
I'd probably just do that, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. And people know who they want to go to, because mm-hmm. they know who, you know, where it's going
to
be genuine.
That's just like when people, like, when certain people pass away and then you see all these people come to the funeral, like let's say you have a family member pass and you mm-hmm. go to the funeral and you see all these aunts and uncles that they ain't even fuck with that person, but right. now y'all here.
He's like,
I don't want none of that type of
where
shit.
Where you come from?
I'm going to have a list. Like, nah, sorry, you ain't on the list. Right. Like, oh, sorry, you out of dress code. You ain't getting in here with them shoes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm going to have bottle service.
I don't do well with stuff like that either. Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to have bottle service at my funeral.
Oh.
It's going to be lit.
Oh, okay. Hello. So, this is like just happened today. Because to get off this whole death stuff.
But so, yeah, RIP to Kobe, RIP to Pierre, RIP to these raggedy assholes. Amen.
RIP to these raggedy ass niggas. Amen.
Amen. Them too.
There we go. All right. But just real quick, did you see the Nicki and Meek beef for today?
No, today? No, today. What happened? I mean, I don't follow that type. It was on Twitter or something?
Yeah, they were going back and forth on Twitter. I didn't see it.
Why, were they like adding each other?
No.
Like mentioning each other?
They were legit like talking.
Oh, that's a cool tattoo.
Oh, that is tight. It's wrong her titty?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know that picture probably hurt.
Yeah. I mean, like, the closer mine's got, like, my thorn on my side, the closer it got up here. The bony. It was like, oof, Jesus.
But now, what you were saying, anyway, let me go to Meek Mill Twitter while you
so,
doing that.
So, I was like, because Alicia hit me up, and she was like, Meek and Nicki beef is exhausting. And I was like, I haven't even seen anything happen, whatever. So, then I go on the Shade Room, and...
You said this was today, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just trying to see how far I got to scroll back.
I went on the Shade Room, and these two, they're just, you know, going at it. First of all, okay. Everybody knows how we feel about Nicki on this show. We are not barbs. What do they call it? Barbs?
Yeah. Honestly, fuck Nicki Minaj. I don't.
Yeah, we're not Nicki fans. But it's like, girl, first of all, you were supposed to be retired. Yeah. Now you come back up, you know. And now all of a sudden, here go all the commotion getting ready to start back up.
The only thing I had heard was, I guess it was like last week or the week before.
He got into it at the store.
At the store, yeah. That's the only thing I had heard. Yeah.
And then apparently it all started because Meek liked a picture that Nikki's husband was in. So this is the picture. And that's what got her all started.
But whose picture did he... posted a picture, I mean?
Probably some random person posted a picture. I don't know if it was like some blog or something.
Nah, man, they put Bull in the Jimmy Jam. Oh, they like Photoshopped him into like a man. That's funny.
Right. Okay. It's funny.
There's something wrong with her. She's not well.
See, she's definitely not. Like, that triggered her to then start posting about him. And then apparently, like, they...
She was on Twitter or she was on Instagram
posting? She was on Twitter posting. And I think she did post something on her page on Instagram, on her IG story.
Yeah.
Of, like, putting, like, a clown face when they were together, posting, like, a picture when them two were together. And she'll put a clown face on Meek's face. And then she
posted a picture of them?
Yeah.
But why would you even post a picture of...
on your Instagram? The man liked a picture. And a picture that's funny. A picture that he did not... it's not like he went out his way and created the Photoshop picture.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. But then next thing you know, she takes it to Twitter and she's like throwing all these unnecessary shots and shit.
Her credibility is so low now. Nobody believes her, I feel like.
Man, she brought up the fact that Meek abused her.
Yeah, like... And that now just came out. But like, right. I was wondering, because Meek just... I'm on his... This 4 hours ago. I'm just going to read what he tweeted. I don't know if they were, like, talking to each other. Like, they were subtweeting. So, I don't know what she responded to. But he was like, the only way you can kill my career is to say I beat women. Mm-hmm. Talk about your brother convicted of rape. And when... talk about your brother convicted of rape and you been new and paid for his lawyer. Your little brother touched that little girl too. You know, I know you want me to crash. You want me to crash with your boyfriend? I won't. You said you willing to crash your man because you're losing now. And everybody in the industry know you a bad person. You been knew your brother was raping that little girl. That's why I got away from you. And that is true. People, the industry don't really fuck with her. And it's all her fault. She try to play.
Because she's so nasty.
She's trying to play the victim. He said, for clarification, I don't hit women and I won't let my my interviews be filled with questions about her or any situation to do with her. When I come out to do press for my new album, No Devil's Tricks. I don't really mean. Oh, he basically saying when he do press, don't ask him no questions about her. Let me go to her shit. Mm-hmm. Because he only posted like 3 tweets, so she probably posted a lot more.
Yeah, she was the one that was really going in.
Damn, I can't spell right now. There it is. Let's see.
She
weird.
I don't know. I've just never been. And I'm sorry. You know, abuse should not be taken lightly. But she just be.
She only doing this shit because she dropped another new song. Like, bitch, we know what the fuck you're doing.
Literally, anytime she comes out with a project of some sort, she does something.
The bitch had to cancel her tour because of the low ticket sales. Bitch, and that's what they try to do. Like, oh yeah, blah blah blah. We do X, Y, Z. No, bitch, it wasn't because you wanted to have such a great experience for the fans. Bitch, you wasn't selling shit. You wasn't selling shit.
No, and it's like, for what? All of this for what? So what?
She only doing that shit because she got a little single coming out. Bitch, don't make it. If you so happy, then why the fuck you?
Why is it bothering you?
I say the same thing about when niggas say complaining about they ex and how they don't fuck with them. Bitch, you still got love for that girl. That's why you talking. Meek ain't said shit about this girl. He don't give a fuck about her.
No. He got, you know, his girl.
It's jokes. Like, come on, fam. Right. Like, it's jokes. Like,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, you will retweet something that's a whole tweet that somebody made about this man, and it's okay. Yeah. You'll probably go liking some shit that's speaking on him in some type of funny manner or way either way, you're liking it or you're supporting it. So what's the difference? Mm-hmm. And it, like I said, it's not like this man went out his way and did the Photoshop shit himself. This shit's funny.
It was just, you just saw it and you just, she was on his explore page funny. Or some shit, probably,
And then if they had beef, he gonna laugh at some petty shit.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? Duh. So now you want to pull, that's so corny. Like, this is so corny. Oh, now he abused you.
Right. Now all of a sudden that's you've convenient. Been abused.
That's convenient, but you such a advocate for abuse, but then your brother out here raping bitches, but you ain't say shit, and you protecting the nigga. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Come on, she's
now.
A whole joke.
She is, know. Man. That whole she's corny. Like, she tried, everybody been reposting her picture. Like, oh my God, Nikki, she looks so fine. No. Mm-mm. I'm not falling for it.
I'm just over it.
She weird. The bitch ain't, she's not well. Like, there's something wrong with her. Like, people be trying to kill Joe Budden for his little takes on Nicki Minaj, but he be saying, like, he's like, the shit she be doing, it's like pill head behavior. That's what he be saying. Like, he's like, I know what pill head shit. I used to do pills. Like, I know what that shit looks like.
Yeah.
He's like, the bitch is doing something like this. Normal people don't act like that.
Like, it's literally, she cannot come back into the world peacefully. Mm-hmm. It's like, you have to cause commotion every time she
tried
you
to go
are.
At, she tried to go at Cardi B. She thought that shit was going to work. It didn't.
It didn't.
And then she tried to play the victim. Like, she want to attack people. But as soon as somebody say one thing about her, she want to be the victim. Like, you can't.
She's one that feels like she can voice. She's that person that can voice and voice and voice.
Is it Uchi Wally or is it one mic? Okay? It can't be both. For real, man.
Yes. In the real world, Nikki would not. Mm-mm. Keep her ass away.
That shit corny, bro. Like, literally. I hate that shit. Like, these bitches, this bitch finna be, she like, what, 36, 37?
Old as hell.
Maybe not 37. I think she's like 30. Maybe 35, 36. But either way, she's too old to be acting like that.
Right. Like, it's a no. I seen that. Like, when I finally got a chance to actually look at this shit, I was like, okay, this is a joke.
Like, this is corny. This is and it's joke. Like, it's gonna backfire, like, in her face again. Like, mm-hmm. We're on Meek's side. Like, nobody fuck with her. The only people that fuck with her is the people that the same little retards has been fucking with her.
The same ones. The same ones that's been waiting on her foolish shit.
Yeah. And that's one thing I don't want. The main thing I don't like about her, I don't like how she tries to, like, she instigates violence. And people just overlook that shit. Like, you gotta understand, like, when you...
She probes when you're a, people.
When, no, not even that. When you're a public figure and you have a following, like... There's a responsibility comes with that, mm-hmm. and like it might sound corny, but like with great power, like comes great responsibility, mm-hmm. and that's like real shit. Like you can't just like just say some because some of these like the people are crazy. Like there's really mm-hmm. some people have like mental shit wrong with them where they'll just like take like that fandom shit, mm-hmm. like that stan shit. Like it can get scary. Like it can get right. violent. Like motherfuckers be like I guarantee you. If I tweet out fuck Nicki Minaj, somebody probably just gonna like search Nicki Minaj and they probably gonna start attacking me,
right?
Just because like you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. like and
that's
like
just what they
and
do.
She'll instigate like she'll instigate violence. Mm-hmm. Like that's not funny. Like now like
she need to take some lessons from Beyonce.
Don't reply to shit. But she that's the thing. She's sensitive. She's insecure. That's the whole thing.
She needs to. I'm just saying. Beyonce has a huge following.
But she don't say shit because she's not insecure though. That's the thing. Nicki Minaj is insecure. Like she feel like she getting like. Well, she is getting, we all getting older. Like, she's mm-hmm. probably, she getting older. She not the it girl no more. She's not the one. Like, mm-hmm. hell, we got City Girls. We got Meg Thee Stallion. We got,
Still got Cardi.
Still got Cardi. What's the other girl? I don't fuck with her, but, a lot of people do. The Saweetie girl.
Oh, Saweetie,
a lot
Saweetie,
of people
yeah.
like her. I don't really like her, but a lot of people fuck with her. But it's so many.
It's and too, it's
a lot,
she
of,
can't
a lot
keep
more
up.
Upcoming. It's like, but she thought that she could just, like, she could just sit back and just... Mm-hmm.
And she feels like these people coming up she over like something. People, so she loses the respect from these new artists like that.
Bitch, I don't owe you shit. Like, I worked hard. You, I don't know you. You didn't sign me. You didn't discover me.
It's like,
fuck you.
It's almost like she thinks that she's the person that started the stuff that she was doing. No, motherfucker, you took that shit from Lil' Kim.
Bitch, have you heard of Lil' Kim?
Like, Foxy Brown.
Exactly.
Like all these women that was before you, you had an idea.
And there was somebody before them.
Right. So it's like, honey, relax.
That's just so corny.
She just,
I hate
she
people
grinds
like that.
My gears. Oh man, can't stand it. All right,
I'm gonna buy you her album for Christmas.
Don't do that.
You can't even buy a physical copy no more. Probably it's all digital.
I don't want one either.
That's funny.
But yeah.
But speaking of people that shit that just needs to stop. You know they're making another Fast and Furious movie.
Yes. What is this? The Fast 9?
I'm tired.
Tired. They need to be tired.
No, listen. I'm tired. I don't want to do this no more. I want to go home. I want to go to sleep. Why are they making another Fast and Furious movie?
I don't know.
I'm tired, Sharon.
Listen. I don't know.
I'm tired.
I'm tired with you. The people in the movie need to be tired.
And the people promoting this shit like, they excited for it.
Oh, they excited. It's a... What? People is ready.
The last Fast and Furious I watched was... I don't think I watched nothing past Tokyo Drift, to be honest with you. So what was that, the third one?
Yeah, I think so. I seen the last one that I actually seen.
When these motherfuckers started jumping over buildings with cars and shit, I'm like, all right, bro. All right. How you go, like, the first movie, even the first two movies, like, it was based on some type of realism. Like, these are cars. Like, you know, I'm a car person, so it's like, I fuck with cars and shit. But goddamn it, no, I'm done. You're not jumping from a fucking airplane from within a fucking Bugatti or a Ferrari into a building, and then the car is just fine. Any movie you watch, you have to suspend some type of, like, you know, reality.
Yeah.
But no. Honestly, if it was like an alternate universe when these motherfuckers just had, like, I'd be like, okay, cool. That's just the time we live in it. But no, this is supposed to...
They go from being the everyday world.
They making it seem...
Next thing you know, they out the country somewhere, flying into over spaceships and shit.
No.
It's too much.
I'm tired of it. It's
too much.
I am tired.
It's a lot.
But now, what you were saying, you and Tony...
That was the movie that me and Tony seen on our first date. But that was... Nothing else was out. And
Different. Yeah, I've been to the movies when nothing else was out.
So that was the last movie that I seen, like, out of the Fast and Furious, you know, without waiting for it to come out on TV or something like that.
Right.
But what they gonna talk about in this movie?
I don't fucking know.
What they gonna talk about? What's gonna happen?
And didn't one just come out, like, what are we in, 20? So what, like... 2018, maybe?
It wasn't that long ago. Or 2017. I think that's the one that me and Tony
okay, seen. Okay, so that's not too long.
Or actually, did one come out after that? I think one actually came out after the
child,
one. I don't even know no more. I don't know.
I'm tired.
It's too much.
We don't want this. I hate it here. Why are you doing this to me? I thought you loved me. You just keep abusing me.
Oh God!
I just stopped making these movies.
Oh man, yeah, I seen that shit. We seen that. I think I just seen it on some social media. I think it was Instagram.
Saw what?
They were coming out with.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw it on social media somewhere.
I
saw the flyer.
Yeah. I'm like, what in all the hell? What's finna happen?
I refuse. Mm-mm. I'm not doing it.
Mm-mm. It's too much. It's way too much.
I'm just tired. Like why? Why? What else y'all gonna do? These motherfuckers better have some Transformers or something.
At this point.
Now that would be cool. They did like a merger, like with Transformers.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit.
That I was just about to say that, but then they need to actually work with the Transformers.
That's what I'm saying. Like that would be awesome.
But now, they ain't gonna do that.
Now I'm back in. Now you got me.
But they not gonna do that. Did I talk to you about me seeing the Joker?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, so specifics? I don't think so.
I watched the Joker.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't seen it.
I seen it.
You went to the movie and saw it?
No. It's on TV.
Oh, it's on demand already?
Yeah, it's on demand to rent.
I rented then. I didn't know. That was quick.
Yeah. Me and Tony got it.
When did it come out? In October? November?
I don't know when it came out. I just remember when it came out, I was like, ooh, I want to see this. I'm curious.
I might rent that tonight. I heard it was really good, though.
It's good, but it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like, mentally crazy.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Joker, he's insane.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, now that I done watched the movie, like, it makes sense, like, how.
But this isn't the Joker from, like, the, what's your boy name? The Christopher Nolan Batman is like the most...
Right. No, this is the... this Joker did a really good job in this movie,
I think this
though.
Joker is like a more... Joaquin Phoenix, this is more of like a realistic type,
he,
I feel like.
He did, like, he jumped into character and everything.
He's a good
actor. He was on it.
He's a good actor.
But it just, like, the story behind the Joker, it was just like... Me and Tony was looking at this shit, and I was like, this is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legit. It was crazy. I don't know. Like,
and that's the crazy thing about the Joker, because like his whole thing is like you don't really know his backstory. Mm-hmm. So even this, like you seeing like how you quote unquote became the Joker.
But we still don't really know. We don't know because it takes him as he's an adult. Like it's not like
him growing up. Yeah, exactly. Growing up,
like it goes into the movie. He's laughing. What the fuck? What the fuck are you laughing for? And then, like, you understand later in the movie, because then it kind of explains his background.
Yeah.
But you don't actually physically see it, so we still don't actually know what really truly happened.
Yeah.
And why his ass was like that. But I'm just saying, anybody that plays his character and really gets in, like Heath Ledger, you get into that shit, like, you need some counseling for that shit.
Well, what's the name said that, too? Jack Nicholson from the 1989 yeah. Batman. Mm-hmm. And that was like a... Like, more of, like, a, I don't know, a more, like, comic book type. Yeah. Batman, more, like,
well, even, yeah, fun. I've seen that he was, like, really, he took Heath Ledger passing really hard.
Yeah, because I think he had told him about that. Yeah. Like, he's like, yeah, when you're playing this role, like, you got to be careful because, mm-hmm. like, that shit so take I think, you like, places.
The next joke after that, he was very involved with that person. Like, he would go see them take them away from the character because you have to get into that character. But to get to that mental place, that's a dark place.
Yeah.
Because I was watching that shit, and I was like, I could not imagine having to act this shit out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to tell you what happened in the movie, but still.
Nah,
like,
don't tell me.
I was like, this little motherfucker is crazy.
It won an award, right? At the, whatever, the most recent. I think he won an award for
his character. Mm-hmm. He should have. He did a really good job.
I don't know. What award show was that? Is Oscars movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was the Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just came out.
And then last night I was up. Like an ass.
Watching a scary movie?
No, I watched The Dark Knight because Tony had it on Netflix and I was like, let me just put something on while I'm like.
Oh, they put it back on Netflix?
Yeah.
I got it on Blu-ray.
I was watching that and I was like. So now, since I've seen, you know, now I'm all comparing the Jokers and stuff.
But you can't, though. You can't.
They're all so different.
Yeah.
And it's like in The Dark Knight, of course, that's a great Batman movie, but
yeah.
I'm like, God damn. Now I'm, like, wondering, like, the guy that played the Joker in the actual Joker movie, how he would have
Joaquin
done.
Phoenix.
Yeah, like, how would he have done an actual Batman movie?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because Batman wasn't in his movie, right?
No. I mean, it talks about, you know.
Because it takes place in, like, the 70s, I'm sure, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Batman comes up, but you don't know that it's going to be Batman.
Yeah, it's before. You know? It was before the Batman, yeah.
But still, it's like, damn, if he was like in a Batman movie as Joker, his ass would kill it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, just from how he portrayed him, especially at the end when he really got into his shit, it's like, so you gotta watch it. Yeah, watch it.
I'll watch it.
It's pretty decent.
Yeah, you've been doing all right with your little recommendations.
I'm really trying.
Yeah, I mean, really you don't trying. Watch. You ain't watch shit else when me and Billy was trying to get you to watch shit.
That's why I said I'm trying.
So now we just gotta watch the shit you tell us to watch because you don't ever watch the shit we want you to watch. Just like a woman.
Here we go. Let it go. Just let it go.
I'm just saying you need help.
Now I need help.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I ain't gonna argue.
Don't get mad at me, sister.
Hey.
Why'd that make you laugh so hard?
I've hit the point of deliriousness.
Is your head still hurt? It's still bothering you?
Not as much as when I first came here. Like I said, I had took the ibuprofen at work before I left. So it's kind of settled in. But it's like, I don't know why I feel this pressure.
It might be your sinuses. You don't think it's your sinuses?
I don't feel no pressure. Nothing going on. I think I need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because I have not.
What time did you get up today? Same time?
I have at 6. And then I have to get up early in the morning, too. I have to go get blood work done, and then I have to go to work from there, so I have to be up before.
Every morning?
No. No.
Oh, you had to be up to get blood work this morning.
Just tomorrow morning, I mean.
Oh.
I said this morning, I realized that.
I thought you were saying, like you have to get up earlier than normal, because you got to get... I'm like, damn, you got to get blood work every day? That's why your head hurt. Mm-mm. You ain't got no fucking blood. they've been draining it all.
No, tomorrow I have to go get blood work, but I have to be there by 7 when they open so I can get to work on time and not be in no long ass line.
Yeah. Wait, what place you go to?
Quest.
Oh, okay. You don't go to like a a specialist or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I just go to Quest.
What you got? What is it for?
My arthritis, yeah. Because I have a doctor's appointment coming up.
Oh, so. Okay. It's like, oh, okay. I would say it's like a yearly thing.
I have to get it like every 12 weeks. Get blood.
Every 3 months.
Yeah. Simple that's math. When I go to the doctor.
Thought I hit pause on the thing for a second.
Oh, I mean, it's not like.
I need to go to the dentist. I haven't been since I was in high school, probably.
Been 2 years ago. I need to go get clean, though.
But I got my insurance now, so I can go now. Mm. I didn't have my full insurance, so I wasn't able to go.
Yeah, because them dental, you go in there for a cleaning, your ass come out with all types of shit you got to get done to your goddamn mouth. It's ridiculous. That's
what they say. They just try to upsell you.
It's ridiculous. No. Like, just clean, get back there. I'll come to you if I'm in pain.
Yep. I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Right. When it's time for me to lose my teeth, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
You know what's
there.
So funny? Like, as a kid, like, you would brush teeth. Like, oh, man, I don't want to lose teeth. Now, like, I don't give a fuck. I'm looking for fake ones.
Right. You just buy some new ones. I'll just buy some new ones.
It's not even that serious. Like, if I lose a tooth, I'll just buy another one. that's really where I am with it. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I brush my teeth and shit. Right. But, like, if something happens to where, like, I don't know, like, I trip and fall, right, or like I lose a tooth or something. I'll just go get it. I'll just get another one. Like, that's not even a fear of mine no more. Like, as a kid, you're like, oh, dang, I don't want to lose a tooth.
No, just clean them.
Now, I don't give a fuck.
Right, just clean it. That's it. I don't got time. Exactly. I'm not finna be paying y'all $1,000 for no extra shit.
Hell no. Clean these motherfuckers. No.
Let it go.
Give me some complimentary toothpaste and some floss and shit. And I'm out.
Oh, man.
Fuck is y'all crazy. Talking about? I'll give me some goddamn veneer so quick.
Hmm.
Get the big ones, look like a rapper teeth. Look like Mr. Ed.
That's exactly who you would look like.
You know them rapper teeth.
Big ass teeth.
Nigga can't even.
Can't even close your mouth all the way up.
And can't speak properly and shit.
Mm-mm.
That'd be funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Ooh. Well, we covered a lot.
What is it?
I'm eating a cookie, I'm sorry.
What kind of cookies are those?
Oatmeal.
Oh. Dang, I haven't had one. No, I'm okay. No, I'm fine, really. Thank you.
You're rude.
How am I rude? I said no thank you.
That's rude. If a host offers you something, you have to accept.
No, I don't. I said that's why I say no thank you.
Really?
Yes.
No thank you is so rude.
I was no thank you rude.
I don't know.
Coming from a rude person.
Half of you rude. What the fuck are you talking about? Call me rude.
You, well, real recognize real.
Oh, shut up.
See, I mean, prime example, and the people heard it. Thank you. Signing off.
Boy, I'm telling you. When Tony finally get fed up, boy. He gonna turn on some Mary J. Blige in his headphones. I'm gonna be just fine.
I'll be waiting.
He gonna turn on some Mary J. Blige and just heal to out of your life.
I'll be waiting.
Tony, if you're listening to this, you don't have to put up with this, King.
He doesn't.
You gotta live with it. I only do what I ask once a week if I can get her over here. What was that face for?
Come on, keep it coming.
Oh, shit. Well, anyway, final thoughts?
No, I got nothing for y'all this week. Just, you know, enjoy the rest of your weeks. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah. What day is it? It's a Friday,
it's
right?
It's a Friday. I had to work that whole weekend, so it's nothing.
Whatever. Oh, did you just... Oh, that's what we can... I can ask you. Did you figure out what you're going to get him? Mm-mm. You are a shitty person.
I don't know about a weekend. Because if I got to order it, it'll be here on time. Bam.
Motherfucker, you don't even know what you got to order. You ain't even been looking for shit. You just raggedy. That's your problem.
I will know by the weekend, so I can order it on the weekend.
Sure, Jan. Anyway.
I ain't worried about nothing you say. Moving along.
That's fine. Oh, they acquitted Trump, so that happened.
Yeah.
State of the Union was last night. Nancy Pelosi ripped up the speech. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Glad we... And that was a politics, our politics corner. I was on the phone with my homeboy, Kobe. Mm-hmm. Was that last night? Yeah. Just went on the phone for like 45 minutes just ranting about politics and shit. Because we both just aggravated as fuck with this whole bullshit.
Like, I was looking at it when I was walking past my TV at work. And I was just like... can't. Like, I just can't.
We all knew it was going to happen, though.
Oh, definitely.
But good for Mitt Romney. Definitely. He voted to not acquit him, but he voted against him.
Which is?
Well, he voted for removal, rather.
Yeah.
Which was a surprise. Nobody expected that shit, but good for him. It's real. He actually has some balls. But anyway. So, yeah. So, this has been another episode. Episode what? 92.
92.
Of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Goldenchild and Sharon.
The normal one.
Wow, we're probably going to have to change that because she ain't come back very normal. Sharon the loopy one. And as always, holla at your guala. You need to get some sleep. Holla at your guala.
Peace out.
Jesus.